Does anybody use paper calendars anymore? You know, the kind that hang on the wall and have all the numbers and the days of the week, and you can actually write on it with a pen? Maybe you all use your phones now for that sort of thing, but whether you are connected to a Google Calendar or to a traditionally printed one, you may have seen an indication that today is Yom Kippur. At least, that's what I always called it when I was young, because that's what it looks like when it's written out. Until I took Hebrew 101 and learned that I really should have been saying Yom Kippur. It means Day of Atonement. God prescribed the Day of Atonement as a special day for the Israelites in the Old Testament. Leviticus 16 says, "In the seventh month, on the tenth day of the month, you are to practice self-denial and do no work, both the native and the alien who resides among you. Atonement will be made for you on this day to cleanse you, and you will be clean from all your sins before the Lord. It is a Sabbath of complete rest for you, and you must practice self-denial." Yom Kippur was a day for cleansing away sin. The Israelites would come before the Lord with an attitude of sorrow and repentance over all they had done wrong, and atonement would be made for them through sacrifice, through an offering that God accepted for their sins. On Yom Kippur, the high priest bathed and dressed in a white linen raiment, an act of purification, before entering the Holy of Holies. And there the high priest made two sin offerings, a bull for his house and a goat for the people. The priest would lay the sins of the people on the head of a second goat, which had been chosen by lot as the scapegoat. And after the high priest spoke the sins and iniquities of the people and put them on its head, the scapegoat would be removed into the wilderness, never to be seen again. Of course, you see right away what this was really all about, don't you? This was not about a goat that could actually take away the sins of Israel. The Day of Atonement taught the people about Jesus, the Messiah, who took the sins of the world on himself and took them away, never to be seen again. Jesus was sent out into the wilderness, left alone by his Father, sacrificed on a cross. Jesus is the scapegoat for us all. 1 John chapter 4, verse 10 says, "God loved us and sent his Son to be the atoning sacrifice for our sins." Sadly, religious Jews today, those who are celebrating Yom Kippur at this very hour, do not accept Jesus Christ as the scapegoat who carried away their sin. And so they treat Yom Kippur as an opportunity to atone for their own sins by denying themselves some basic comforts and doing things for God so that he will forgive them, including observing a 25-hour fast and praying earnestly in their synagogues all day long. Some Jews make donations or volunteer their time in the days leading up to Yom Kippur. This is seen as a way to atone and to seek God's forgiveness. And so people take on the outward appearance of repentance, and they express sorrow over their sins, but they seek forgiveness apart from Jesus. Seeking forgiveness apart from Jesus. It's an easier trap to fall into than you might realize. When you do something wrong, isn't it easy to think, well, I'll do something to make up for that? It's not hard to look for some extra credit. Some extra credit to do to fill in a hole that we've dug for ourselves and make things level again. If we're caught in a sin, we might pray, Lord, if you just forgive me this one big mistake and fix this mess for me, I'll never do it again, I promise. I'll even do extra for you. If you forgive me, I'll do. When we pray like that, it sounds like we are making atonement for ourselves rather than relying on our Savior. It is Christ alone who takes away your sins, my friends. He is the one and only scapegoat. And what a relief and a joy that He is. He suffered. He died. He rose again from the dead. He is your atoning sacrifice. So for you, every day can be a Yom Kippur. A day where you can lay the burden of your sins on Jesus and watch them disappear forever. Amen. Let's sing hymn 156. 156.